You're listening to the Westside Podcast, a part of the LA International Church of Christ family of churches, worshiping God in LA since 1989.
Hi, welcome Westside. It's been an incredible 2025. Really look forward to 2026. Today we're going to cover a little general recap of what we've done from 2025. And the title of the lesson is A Mature Spirit-Led Faith. I hope your holiday time has been great. We're here in between Christmas and New Year's. One big idea for today is spiritual maturity is a spirit-led life that increasingly looks like Jesus. And that's really the thing we've been working on all year. And the one thing we want to come away with today is that the Holy Spirit doesn't just guide your decisions. He's not like a grand GPS. He grows your character into Christ-likeness. That's the plan. And the one thing I want us to do is I loved in 2025, CJ came up with this challenge for each of us to slow down, meaning to stop, pray, listen, and obey. And I want to leave 2025 with that challenge. As we go into the new year, I really want us to be led by the Holy Spirit, and that means we're willing to slow down, to stop, pray, listen, and obey. That's really the calling, the action item for today. So I've had seasons where I've wanted God to simply lead me like that grand GPS, and I just want direction on tough decisions, which job people want to take different times. We ask for wisdom from God, which decision is right. But we need to fundamentally understand that God does guide us. However, the thing he's very interested in, more interested in, is not just giving us direction. What he wants to do is give us transformation. You can be too busy for God. You can have Bible knowledge, you can have spiritual experiences, and you can still be immature in the way you react, the way you speak, the way you love, the way you handle pressure. And I've learned this the hard way. When I'm not led by the Spirit, I don't just drift into neutral and everything works out fine and I come to a slow stop. Sadly, when we're not led by the Spirit, we can drift into listening to our flesh. We can drift into impatience. We can drift into anger, losing our temper, into trying to control the situation, into defensiveness. Fundamentally, we drift into ourselves. You know, if we're honest, we all know what this immaturity looks like, even in church, right? We can overreact, we can hold grudges, we can blame shift. We want God to change our circumstances while he's trying instead to change us. Sometimes we chase comfort and we call it self-care. Sometimes we avoid the hard conversations, but God wants to change not just our circumstances again, but our individual characters. One of the biggest misconceptions in our time is that we think maturity means information, but the Bible says maturity is formation. That's been our goal as a Westside, to yes, be fruitful in how we influence our community, but not just because of our sheer effort of reaching out, but because deep down on our inside, we're formed, we're emanating with the Spirit of Christ. It's not just what you know. It's what you do when you're tired. It's what you do when you're criticized. It's what you do when you're tempted. It's what you do when you don't get your way. I want to look at the scriptures and the hallmarks of maturity that are talked about. We've covered them throughout the year. Number one, the scriptures teach that maturity is measured by Christ-likeness. And we had a great study on the book of Ephesians. In verse 13 of Ephesians 4, I want to remind us, it says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. See, this means that graduating to new levels of maturity isn't more church attendance, though when you're mature, you understand the power of being a part of the body, that you are formed in community. Being a graduate into new levels of maturity doesn't just mean you have more religious vocabulary or simply more scriptures memorized, though those things will come with maturity. It doesn't mean you just have opinions about everything because you've been around so long. The goal is Jesus in me. The scriptures are clear about maturity. They also talk about how biblical spiritual maturity produces stability and discernment. Paul says that immature believers are tossed back and forth by every wind and wave of teaching. In Hebrews, the writer says that mature people have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. That's in Hebrews 5. And what we understand is that when we make good decisions, when we're trained in spirituality, maturity looks like you don't get pulled by every single mood or wind and wave of teaching. You don't get hooked by every controversy. And we all know that in our culture, there's so many controversies. If you are swayed up and down by what you see the current American leadership doing, you're going to be uprooted and in discord, not only from the past, the present, but also in the future. Our normal leadership of different countries and different cultures is not led by the Holy Spirit. Don't be surprised when things are done and said and actions taken that are contrary to Jesus. We serve an eternal God. We said Jesus is Lord, and therefore He is our King. He is our leader. You know, spiritual maturity looks like you don't get manipulated by these types of fears. And what we see from the scriptures is that number three, maturity shows up as love that builds others up. In Ephesians, further in that text in chapter 4, it says that we are to speak the truth in love as the body builds itself up in love. And in the book of Colossians, it describes mature character as compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving. We read this in Colossians 3, verse 12 through 14. See, maturity is visible in our relationships. Spirit-led living is the engine of maturity. We covered the book, Living from the Heart Jesus Gave You, to talk about the stages of maturity that we all need to go through. And the way we really evolve and graduate to new stages is through the Holy Spirit working in our lives. And here's the connection. See, you simply cannot mature spiritually without the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5 says, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Then we also read further on in Galatians, it says that, you know, the works of the flesh are, and we know the list from Galatians 5, 19 through 21. And there's a list of sins. We've gone through them. We've hit them hard this year. We've talked about the light and the darkness. But then it ends saying, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. These are the things that fill us up as we mature by the Holy Spirit. Notice something. The Bible doesn't say, try harder and we'll produce fruit. Fruit isn't manufactured, it's grown. God's intention is that as our insides are transformed by Jesus, the fruit of our lives are evident through relationships and through impacting our community. This year, we have seen so many incredible victories in the West Side. Many souls saved, lives changed, people transformed. We put a lot of effort into being led by the Spirit. We've covered material from the Sermon on the Mount about our characters. We've studied the Psalms. We've dug into maturity development. And we've dug deep into Paul's writings to the church in Ephesus. These are all designed to form us deeply. See, being led by the Spirit means I'm increasingly governed by the Spirit, especially where I used to be governed by the flesh. And the proof isn't a mystical feeling. The proof is fruit. And a quick check we can ask each of ourselves is this. When life squeezes, when things get tough, and this year they did, man, did January start with a lot of challenges that squeezed our souls. So many things happened in January. I know for me personally, my family went through some trauma with my sister in an airplane wreck. Of course, our whole city had to face the fires. We had the passing of our dear brother, Michael. So many things started 2025. And it really allowed us to see, you know, life was squeezing in. Who and what are we becoming? When I'm stressed, the question you can ask is, do I become harsh or impatient? Or do I instead become gentle and filled with patient, slowing down, right? I love that concept. When I'm tempted, do I rationalize or surrender? Do I just give in to the temptation? Do I come up with reasons why I deserve to do something that I know I shouldn't be doing? When I'm offended, do I punish or instead do I forgive? When I'm anxious, do I control or do I trust? God wants us to live by the Spirit. You see, what comes out under pressure reveals what's leading you. Let's bring it down to each of our own individual lives here. Most of us don't lose the Spirit only in such dramatic situations. It's small, little moments that cause us to distance ourselves from the Spirit. Maybe it's just driving on LA streets and we lose our mind with how people cut us off, right? And it's our attitude. It's our under our breath saying things we ought not to say. It's comments that we make to one another in the workplace or as we're going about our process of, you know, serving God or serving at our workplace or in our schools. Sometimes it's those little comments under our breath that just distance us from the heart of Jesus. Maybe it's that text that we want to send, or sometimes unfortunately do send, that we know is out of place. Maybe it's the look we give our spouse, or it's the types of things we don't humbly listen to one another in with regard to deep relationships. Maybe it's the shortcut we take in our own integrity. God is watching, and sometimes we forget when no one else is. Maybe it's the way we treat someone when we're tired. Being tired is not an excuse to treat people in an unloving way. So here's the one thing I want us to do this week. Again, I want us to be led by the Holy Spirit. And it's not only this week. I want it to be something, a hallmark of what we learned in 2025 and what we'll bring into 2026. And that is being led by the Holy Spirit. We're going to stop, pray, listen, and obey in those times when we feel squeezed, when times are really challenging. Let's listen to that little voice speaking to us in our inner being and listen and obey the Holy Spirit. You know, if you want to get specific in your own life, pick one thing. Maybe it's impatience. Maybe, you know, losing your temper. That's your thing. Anger. Maybe it's lust. I know for the college students and the single men that we work together and we train and we talk a lot. We know this is an area we need success, we need victory, and we can have it through the power of the Holy Spirit. Facing the Shadows class that CJ runs has been a great tool. I want to encourage you to have victory in that by listening to the Spirit and going after that. You know, maybe it's resentment for things that have happened this past year. Maybe it's control. You really have anxiety and you want to control the situation too much and not trust God will work things out. Maybe it's negativity. You can speak down on yourself too much or be negative about the future. I know I've always been an optimistic guy, but you know, as you grow older, you see a lot of your own weaknesses, and I've seen a ton of my weaknesses. My effort to work through my own ADD, so to speak, and be clear and focused and mission focused, not be distracted. I've seen a lot of things I've done, even as a leader, I got to grow in. It can be too easy for me to speak negatively to myself, whereas the scriptures teach quite clearly that God has given us every spiritual blessing in Christ. We are cherished. We are beloved. We are held in high esteem. Even through our transformation, God loves us dearly. So positivity for me, not so much externally. I'm usually positive talking to other people, but it's my own self-talk has to be positive and faith-built. Maybe people-pleasing is an issue for you. Caring too much what people think. Work on that. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's fear. Whatever it is, don't try to fix everything. Grow in one area. Grow in one area. Commit to really changing and letting the Spirit transform one area of your life. Now, why do we do all this? Let's bring it in for communion. It's not really to earn God's love. We already have that. It's not to prove we're better than someone else or in the competitive culture of America. It's not achieving more than the next guy. It's not just simply to look like we're actual Christians and disciples. We pursue maturity because Jesus went to the cross to make this life possible. And by becoming more like him, we impact this world to God's glory. Listen to how Paul ties the Spirit-led life to the gospel. He says in Romans, he says, since we've been unified with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be unified with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him. But if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We want to be spiritual to give glory and honor to Jesus, who gave himself up completely for each of us. At this time, let's reflect on the cross. Let's consider what God's plan is for each of our own lives. And the final call is, ask, where is God really leading me? Who is leading me? Is it your flesh? Is it your sinful nature? Or have you crucified it and let the Spirit lead you even in difficult times? Because inevitably, 2026 is going to start with some difficult times. I hope it's easy, but the truth of the matter is, for true transformation to take place, God puts us through trials. Let's be a people that look more like Jesus, that we're stable, forgiving, loving, courageous, and as a result, the impact of the West Side will spread throughout our community, throughout our families, and throughout all of Southern California. One thing I want you to remember today is this: the Spirit grows you into Christ-likeness. You cannot truly mature spiritually without being led by the Spirit, which has been our theme. And let's not forget CJ's great calling to each of us. I love the SPLO. Slow down. Stop, pray, listen, and obey. Let's remember what Jesus has done. Let's remember the cross. Let's remember the resurrection as our motivation to become more like him. Let's go to God in prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for an incredible 2025. And Father, we want to become more like your son. We want to embody him. We want his Spirit to emanate out of us. And we know that him giving his very life at the cross gives us that opportunity each and every day. Thank you for the body given and the blood shed so that we could each live lives of faith and mature as men and women of God. We thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail.
At this time, we're also going to take up our offering, our weekly offering. I want to thank the West Side for your generosity. Let's not forget that spiritual maturity leads us to greater sacrifice. And of course, Jesus is our inspiration. He gave himself completely up for each of our sakes. And as a consequence, it inspires us. We give because he gave first to us. And thank you for your sacrifice. We have dreams to expand the work of the West Side throughout all of our areas. And we ask that you'd continue to give sacrificially as we honor him. Let's go to God in prayer. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this opportunity to give sacrificially to you as we end 2025. Please bless this giving, bless our lives, give us more to give, and help us to be a channel through which all your resources flow. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God's going to push me forward, hopefully in my career and, you know, in the other personal things that I'm hoping to get done in the new year. But, you know, just really excited for another year of life, to be honest. So, you know, all glory to God for that.
In the new year, looking forward to spending lots of time with family and friends, building new relationships, looking to explore Deuteronomy, as we've been encouraged to do, and just learn about loving God wholeheartedly and really being able to spread my light throughout the world and see what God does with that.
Find my direction in which will be pushing me forward to another year. I'm really excited for the topic, Shema. I had a small study for it before, so I'm excited to see how it expands and just how that's going to apply to my day-to-day.
Having kind of a reset point, I feel like, to just focus back on God instead of... I've had a whole year, and so it's time to just restart, I believe, and just like build my connection again up.
I am looking forward to some new goals, looking forward to, spending more time with family, travel, doing a lot of traveling in 2026, so that's exciting. And growing in my relationships with some good friends.
We had a year of struggle, right? We had all the challenges going on with this year, with the fires and everything. So I think for 2026, it looks like things are starting to get smooth again in Lupe and I and our life. And we're so grateful for that. So we are looking to see more peace and tranquility in our lives. And certainly would love to see our church really grow, continue to grow, continue to strengthen. And we're so grateful to have this amazing group of people, our leaders, that have really brought us forward. And so we're grateful for that. And then all of the friendships that we've been able to cultivate here as well.
In the new year, I am looking forward to being covered by God's grace and mercy, getting deeper in my word and finding more about the ways that I can love and serve God.
Well, I'm really looking forward to our theme, which is to love the Lord, our God, and to learn about how from the book of Deuteronomy, we can learn to love God with our heart, with our soul, with our strength, maybe in ways that I hadn't even discovered or thought of before. So that's going to be an exciting journey that I'm really looking forward to in 2026.
Well, thanks for the lesson, Steve. And what a year it's been in 2025 as we've been led by the Spirit. I just want to remind you that next week we will be meeting at the Vets Auditorium. That'll be Sunday, January 4th, 2026. And we'll all return to begin the new year with our new theme, Love the Lord Your God. God bless you. Have a great holiday time.
You've just listened to the Westside Podcast. For more information about our ministry, please visit thewestsidechurch.com or laicc.net.